AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Dutch investigators say Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was hit by a Russian-made missile last year over Ukraine from an area controlled by Russian-backed rebels. The report doesn't say who fired the missile. At the United Nations, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin blames Russia and says what's needed next is a criminal investigation report.
Which should show the chain of command, which should expose the perpetrators.
A Russian official says the report is flawed. The setting tonight is Las Vegas. The debate stage is being set for the Democrats in the race for president. Hillary Rodham Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, and Lincoln Chafee. This is the first debate for the Democrats. At the White House, Press Secretary Josh Earnest was asked if President Obama will be watching.
I don't think that he will watch it wire to wire. There is some pretty good playoff baseball on tonight.
Hanging over the debate is the shadow of Vice President Joe Biden, who is thinking about running for president. NBC says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump will host Saturday Night Live November 7th. The brother of an American journalist convicted in Iran is criticizing Tehran's decision. Here's AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani.
After being held for 14 months on charges including spying, The Washington Post's Jason Rezaian was convicted in secret over the weekend. His family hasn't been told anything.
We don't know which of the charges he may have been convicted on.
For Ali Rezaian, the fact his brother is even being held is just wrong.
I would call it unjust. I would call it cruel and inhumane.
He tells the AP the charges are trumped up, and he's calling for Washington to take any appropriate actions to free his brother. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Interstate 95 is now completely open in South Carolina nearly 2 weeks after historic flooding in the state. This is AP Radio News. The hashtags are not good for some employees at Twitter. They are being laid off.
Twitter is laying off as many as 336 employees, about 8% of its workforce, as it struggles to make money. The number of new users is slowing down. Twitter has lost nearly $2 billion since it began. CEO Jack Dorsey acknowledges that it's too confusing for many people to use. Snapchat and Facebook's WhatsApp, though, are growing. One expert's take? Twitter's layoffs may be a sign of desperation at a sinking company. I'm Rita Foley.
Jennifer Connell says she loves her nephew, but he must be held accountable. Connell is suing her 12-year-old nephew for leaping into her arms 4 years ago during his 8th birthday party. She told a court in Connecticut she fell to the ground and broke her wrist. She wants $127,000. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.